as a state, it seems that California is doing pretty darn well, economically speaking. And on the KSRO live line with us is CalMatters columnist Dan Walter. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Things are looking pretty darn rosy for the Golden State, Dan. Are you the bearer of bad news about that?
Well, I don't know if I'm the bearer of bad news, but California's economy was doing very well until this year, and suddenly the index of economic output, which is a pretty obscure sort of thing issued by a federal agency, says that we kind of slowed down a lot in the first half of this year, way down to a fraction of the growth we had seen in most recent previous years. And the question is whether that's just a blip, just some sort of an aberration, or whether it's the beginning of the recession that Jerry Brown has been warning Californians about twice a year. He does it in January and May. Each is a warning that a recession is inevitable, and we better be prepared for it. The question is it really beginning now, or is it still off into the future sometime?
I believe I have the statistic right that you write about, in that it's like 8 years in a row we've been the economy has grown in California. That's the longest since World War II. But my question is this. You say that every time we do have a recession, it points out just how beholden we are in California to high-income Californians, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
No, and I say yes, we are, because the Bay Area economy, the tech economy in the Bay Area, is kind of propping up the entire state. Without it, we would have a pretty lackluster economy, actually. But secondarily, the state itself is very dependent on a handful of wealthy people to supply money for the budget. About 70% of the money for the state's general fund budget comes from income taxes, and the one percenters, the top 1%, pay half of those income taxes. So they're paying about a third or more than a third of all the money necessary to run California's state government. And the problem with that is that they can take care of themselves. Obviously, they don't need our help. But the problem with that is that in a recession, their incomes dip more than most people. They really go up and down like a yo-yo, because a lot of their incomes are tied to their profits and stocks and other capital markets. And so when the recession hits, let's put it this way, if California gets a cold, economic cold, the state budget gets pneumonia. Mm. And we saw that during the last recession. And we'd see it again, and even more so perhaps in another recession, because we've become even more dependent on that handful of people. About 150,000 Californians in a state of 39 million. We're more dependent on those folks than we ever were before. So the potential downside risk is greater than it ever was before.
Well, we know, Dan, that what goes up must come down. And so it doesn't seem, like earth-shattering news that a recession could be in the works at some point. This is probably something, though, that an incoming governor would not want to have to deal with.
And probably the outgoing governor would like that to happen after the incoming governor is already in.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Dan, you've been at this a long time. Is it just inevitable, though, that the politicians in Sacramento just don't worry about the recession until it comes?
Well, notoriously, politicians have a very short-range focus. Long-range in politics is the next election. And so, yeah, I would think it's fair to say that it's, let tomorrow take care of itself. We're here to worry about today. That's kind of the attitude. Now, Jerry Brown is kind of an exception to that. He does warn about the long-term economic problems in California. But you have to also say that he's been unwilling to change the revenue system to make it less volatile. And then under his watch and his sponsorship, it's become more volatile. So he can warn about the potential effects of a recession, but he's not really done very, really much to prepare it. He has a rainy day fund, so-called, but the rainy day fund tops out when it's full at about $12 billion, and Jerry Brown's own budget office says that a recession could cost the state $55 billion over 3 years. So we're not particularly well prepared for that downturn when it comes.
And one more quick question for you, Dan. We know that the tech industry is a big linchpin here in California's economy. What other industries ought we be watching at this point?
Well, the other industries of California are fairly stable. Agriculture, for example, is fairly stable. healthcare, which is the largest single industry in California, by the way, is taking care of people, is stable as long as government has the money to spend on it, because about 70% of Californians' medical bills are paid for by the federal, state, and local governments. So the tech industry is really the one to watch. It's the most volatile, very big industry, and one of the most volatile, and that's the one to keep an eye on.
Well, we will do just that. And Dan, thanks so much for being part of the show this morning.
You're welcome.
That's Dan Walter, Cal Matters columnist, talking about the future. Not sure when the future, that this part of the future is going to take place, but a possible California recession.